All right, we'll entertain a motion to reconvene.
So move. Second.
Ms. Phillips?
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
And Chairman Hatch?
Yes. All right, we took action in the executive session concerning the second reading, well, the first reading, we'll go first, of regulation sections 4, 5, 6, and 7.
At this time, Chairman Hatch, I'd like to read the first reading into the.
Yes, ma'am.
First reading of amended sections 4, 5, 6, and 7 of the board regulations. Generally, changes were made to sections 4 through 7 in an effort to merge the board regulations and the board policies in a single document titled the Governing Board Regulations and Procedures. Merging these documents eliminates redundancies as well as potential conflicts. Section 4 of the board regulations and procedures, which focuses on students, now includes new provisions addressing topics such as student discipline, student privacy, and HIPAA. Section 5, which centers on administrative affairs, was amended to include new provisions related to the budget committee and the president's authority to delegate signature authority to another administrative employee. Section 6, which discusses physical facilities, and Section 7, which is a board policy on HIPAA, were both amended to clean up language for purposes of clarifying and continuity. We will be looking to vote those and all the regulations into approval at the December meeting.
All right, thank you. We'll entertain a motion to approve of the first reading.
So moved. Second.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
All right, we're going to do the second reading for the Section 2 in December.
Yes, that's correct.
As well, and then we'll do the approval then. All right, the next action item is the rescission of the Chicago State Foundation sole member resolution.
That resolution was provided to all of the trustees, which would be rescinding its January 29th, 2018 resolution, which delegated the sole member responsibilities on the foundation board to the finance committee of the Board of Trustees of CSU.
Thank you. All right, we'll entertain a motion to approve of that rescission.
So moved. Second.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
With that approval of that, all of the sole member powers that exist in the foundation now falls solely back to the Board of Trustees of CSU.
Thank you, Council. All right, I think we've conducted all of the business again from executive session. We will entertain a motion to adjourn the November 9th, 2018 special meeting of Chicago State Board of Trustees.
So moved. Second.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Hereby adjourned.